Welcome once again to Landmarks for Living. This is Richard Melson, evangelist at the Needmore Road Church of Christ. This is a radio ministry where every listener is encouraged to not only read but study their Bible daily. According to Acts chapter 17 and verse number 11, God is indeed concerned what you think. God is indeed concerned what you do. Today is September 21st, 2025. Please check out our website at www.needmoreroadcoc.com. Past broadcasts of Landmarks for Living are archived at our website. Past issues of the Edifier newsletter are available. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, we would encourage you, and we would love for you to do so. You only need to subscribe one time. If you want to visit with us, we would love to have you in the assembly. Visit with us on Sundays at 2211 Needmore Road. Bible study at 9:30 a.m. Worship at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. And we also assemble on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We have ample parking. No need if you have a physical disability to worry about being able to enter into the facility. I appreciate everyone who listens to Landmarks for Living each Sunday morning on 98.7 FM, WGNZ AM 1110, and also FM 104.3, or by listening online, streaming at thesoulofdayton.com or WGNZ.com. Friends, since the start of this program, the emphasis has not changed. It is to teach only that which is authorized by God in the Bible. If you have a question about anything that is taught during our broadcasts, please write to us so that we can supply a Bible answer to your Bible question. You may write to us at Landmarks for Living, care of the Needmore Road Church of Christ, 2211 Needmore Road, Dayton, Ohio, 45414, or email me at dr.rdmelson@nmrcoc.com. The love of the Bible is the only approved standard for authority today in all matters of morality, ethics, and religion, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 13. Therefore, do not move nor remove the divine landmarks. We dare not step outside the sphere of divine authority and then try to pretend that we are walking by faith. For faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, Romans 10, verse 17. Keep this in mind, the way we treat the scriptures, the Bible, God's word, is the way we treat the Lord. Dayton, are you listening? I hope that you've learned from our earlier studies that the scriptures are the complete, sufficient, error-free source of truth. As such, Jehovah issued forth warnings in both the Old and the New Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2 and Revelation chapter 22 verses 18 and 19, not to add to or take away from his word. God's word is all the truth necessary for the genuine spiritual life, and it completely meets all the spiritual needs of mankind. Dayton, are you listening? Over the next several lessons, I want to develop what the Bible teaches about the subject of listening. Listening. There has been a lot said recently in a number of forms of media and broadcast about listening. Related to that is who is saying what. You know, we're going, as we've said, the Bible has a lot of things for us to say, and we need to make sure that we are listening or paying attention to that which provides true direction. The standard is not me. The standard is not any group of men, but the standard that does not change is the Word of God. And specifically, the standard that we are held accountable to is the doctrine of Christ. 2 Timothy 1:13, 2 John 9, whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God, but he who abides in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. And so we have to pay attention to these things, and most importantly, we must pay attention to his word. You know, what really, you know, there's been a whole lot of chatter recently, and we have been praying for all of those individuals who have recently suffered some significant loss, and we say the loss of life, those who not only physically were impacted, but those who were mentally impacted by these recent events. And we thus pray for our country and for its healing, and that these things might not cause individuals to become more violent, but individuals would be really willing to listen, but more importantly, listen to God's word. You know, one of the things as we will begin our study of God's word, and I'll make this observation, we really need to power down, log out or log off of these various websites and digital apps, and simply return to a reading, to a study, to an application of God's word. We have to surrender ourselves to God's word and not allow the ruler of this world to cloud our minds, to choke out God's word by the things that he and his agents espouse through their forms of media and all of this other stuff that is used. And it's not that these things are bad in and of themselves. It is what is being promoted. And that's what we want to look at some today, starting today, over the next several lessons, dealing with the idea of hearing, taking heed to what we hear, taking heed to how we hear, and making sure ultimately that we are paying attention to the Lord's message and not the message of men. You know, Jesus would say in numerous occasions, as he said in Mark chapter 4 in verse number 9, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let's open up our Bibles for a moment. This is as we begin this period of study, to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 11. Specifically, and we're going to focus on this verse, as I said, but the subject has to do with listening or hearing. That's going to be the thrust of what it is that we are talking about over the next several lessons. You know, and we need to learn how to listen. What a crucial verse this is in the Word of God. Again, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 15, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus is emphasizing that the hearer is accountable, or he that is accountable and rational, he is that is reasonable for his soul, let him hear. Jesus is saying that it is obvious from this pointed statement that careful listening is vital to our souls. James would be inspired in James chapter 1 and verse 19 to remind us to learn to be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. The Apostle Paul would say in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, so belief cometh be of hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. John on the rocky isle of Patmos would say in Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 3, blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of the prophecy. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. You know, there is just a slight difference between two important passages. For instance, in Luke chapter 8 and verse number 18, as Luke says, therefore take heed how you hear. And then in Mark chapter 4 and verse number 24, Mark pens, take heed what you hear. So in Mark 4:24, Jesus said to take heed what. I have a responsibility concerning what I hear. You know, just stop there for a moment and ponder that. I have a responsibility to what it is I am hearing. You're not compelled to listen to foolishness. You're not compelled to listen to error. You have the responsibility. And when you are observing that something is contrary to God's word, you need to, do I need to listen to this? Especially if you are able to turn it off. If you're able to log out. If you're able to put it down, I have a responsibility concerning what I hear. Jesus said in Luke chapter 8, verse 18, to take heed, therefore, how ye hear. So the Bible tells me to hear. It also admonishes me on the what and the how to hear. Matthew chapter 13, of course, is a great lesson on hearing, attention, retention, and application. Now, our Lord called his parable the parable of the sower. And we have no, we have no right to change what the Lord has said. And so there's a reason why he called it or identified it in that way. But also, when you study this particular parable, you see that the Lord emphasizes not only the sower, but it's also a parable of soils. Man teaches or preaches to four kinds of individuals or audiences. It's obvious that a man's life, soul, and eternal destiny is at the mercy of the ear. The ear. If I do not hear, I cannot learn. If I do not apply what I hear, I cannot develop. In Matthew 13, and verses 15 and 16, our Lord reached back into the archives of Isaiah, and he made this observation, for the heart of this people has grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their heart, and in turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Matthew chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. Question or questions. How do you hear? And second, are you listening? Third, are you searching? Four, are you applying? And finally, are you developing? As we start this study today, the thrust of Matthew chapter 11 and verse 15 will work on the job. It will work in the school. It will work in all the relationships of life. These are truths and these are varieties. Religion, Christianity, cannot be divorced from life. Dayton, are you listening? Well, how do you hear? Matthew chapter 11 and verse 15 as we begin. The first thing we will observe is that some shut it out. Some try to shut God's message, God's word out of their hearing. How do you hear? You know, some they try to close their ears. It's obvious that you look at Matthew chapter 11 and verse 15, that we are responsible for our ears. I can yell at you. I can whisper to you. I can write it down for you. I can throw it on the wall. I can give you every kind of opportunity. But if you do not want to hear, I cannot make you hear. Man has a kind of a Venetian blind on his ear. You remember some the Tom and Jerry cartoons, and he would pull the shades down over the eyes and pull the kind of the shades down on the ear, so to speak. Man has that Venetian blind on his ear. He can pull it shut. We can say, I tuned him out. Story is told that a grandchild went to his old grandfather and said, Grandpa, you are not listening. He turns up his hearing aid and says, therefore he turns up his hearing aid. Then the child says, Grandpa, you haven't been listening. He says, I didn't like what I was hearing, and I just turned it off. You know, some of us may not have the apparatus electronically. We may not have the ability just to turn off the hearing aid, so to speak. But we do have the ability volitionally. If we don't like what we are hearing, we can just tune it out. You know, Bobby may be in school bodily, but he may be fishing in his mind. This happens thousands of times a day. A man may be looking right at you, and you think he's getting everything you are saying. But all of a sudden, he asks, hey, repeat that. I didn't hear you. Dayton, are you listening? Yeah. All the announcements are made at the beginning of a congregation where that's how they, so before service starts, they have the announcements. And this particular congregation where the announcements are given, the preacher is seated near the podium. But when somebody comes up to the preacher after service and asks about a sick member or some program mentioned in the announcements, he said, you know, sometimes I draw a blank. It didn't stick. We have the same situation here. Our announcements are at the end of service. So after the worship service is over, closing prayer, then the one leading in the giving of the announcements, he will give those. And it's amazing that at the door, I'm greeting people as they leave, and individuals will ask questions, and I baffled, and I want to say, did you not just hear the announcements? They've just been made, and were you not listening? Jesus puts a responsibility upon the listener. I, as a listener, must be prepared to hear. I must be prepared to listen. You know, some of us could care less about the Word of God. We don't even bring Bibles to worship. We do not take notes. We do not have a filing system. We just come as spectators for the, and I will put this in quotation marks, for the certain amount of time, and we hope it is as painless as possible. We act as if we're going to the dentist for root canal. If the preacher happens to be a little entertaining, that is a plus. Well, you know, a preacher is not an entertainer. He should never be entertaining. If we just shut everything out and shut it down. You know, listening, as we are going to learn in this series of studies, listening is a form of affection. It's a form of affection. One listens because there is this intimate relationship between the speaker, the giver of the information, and the hearer. Out of love, out of respect, out of kindness. All of those forms of affection are shown because I love you, I will listen to you. I know the people who like me because they listen to me. People who deeply love you make a sincere effort to listen to you. It is not only bad etiquette and manners not to listen, but it is saying to that individual, oh, I could care less. When a person is not listening let me rephrase this. When the child of God, the one sitting in the pew or the classroom, when that individual is not listening to the preacher delivering the message, the teacher delivering the lesson, whoever he is, you are saying, I have no affection for the Word of God. I don't love God's Word. You know, in the long ago, God told Moses and Samuel, they are not mad at you, they are mad at me. Listening is an affection for God, the truth, the Bible, and the church. The people who are deeply in love with the Lord are a people who are prepared, sympathetic, eager, wise listeners. You know, this is why, as a preacher, I love to go to lectureships. I enjoy speaking to brethren at gospel meetings. This is why I enjoy listening to that the material of places where I could not attend, but I have access, like to PTP 365. The listeners at these special groups, at these retreats, at these lectureships, at these gospel meetings, the listeners are there because they want to be there. You know, sometimes on Sunday morning, you kind of have to come, people think. The Sunday morning congregation is basically a bored, disinterested group. You know, it's easier at times to preach on Sunday evening, because the listeners are more eager. While they are few in number, they are more intense in their desire to learn God's Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, follow with me. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, listen to what the Apostle Paul emphasizes here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Paul, in talking to Timothy and encouraging him, verse 1, to preach the word, he says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth, be turned aside to fable." That phrase, the idea of turning their ears away, has to do with the listening. In other words, they will just shut it out. The philosopher said, "There is none so deaf as he who will not hear." How do I hear? One can just slam the door. Dayton, are you listening? Now, I hope as we are going to, as we pursue this subject, as we look further at how do you hear, we'll observe that not only do some shut out God's word, but we'll observe, second, that some shrug it off. Third, some send it on. Fourth, some slice it up. And five, we'll observe that some soak it up. We have this great, great responsibility to listen to God's word. Beloved, it does matter what you think. Beloved, it does matter how you think. God has a plan of redemption that requires individuals to have faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. To repent. Repentance is a change of mind that's evidenced by a change of action, Acts 17, verse 30. To acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10. And to complete that obedience in water immersion for the remission of sins, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, Acts 22, verse 16. Dayton, are you listening?